I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, I'm just getting settled in. I've been giving out my participation trophies, and I got one myself. So I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I'll just go home tonight because I got a trophy, and apparently I've done it all. Did you get your participation trophy I gave you, Michael Carroll, producer?
Yes, I did.
All right, are you going home now?
Yeah, pretty much.
I've killed your incentive effectively.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I don't want to disappoint you now. I got to handle you with kid gloves around here.
I'll see you later because I'm done.
All right, buddy. Have a good night. 713-780-3776. So James Harrison, the guy in the Pittsburgh Steelers, who once had a 99-yard return for a touchdown, played at Kent State, was a walk-on in the NFL. He posts on Instagram, as everybody knows, a picture of two participation trophies, and then he says this, quote, "I came home to find out that my boys received two trophies for nothing. Participation trophies. While I'm very proud of my boys for everything they do, and I'll encourage them to the day I die, these trophies will be given back until they earn a real trophy." Then he wrote, "I'm not sorry for believing that everything in life should be earned, and I'm not about to raise two boys to be men by making them believe they're entitled to something just because they tried their best. Because sometimes your best isn't enough, and that should drive you to want to do even better. Not cry and whine until somebody gives you something to shut you up and keep you happy." Now, let's relate this to you, soccer. Because in the last couple of weeks, last probably 2 weeks, there are youth soccer players around the country heading off to begin their college career. And many of them, a small percentage of them, or maybe a large percentage, or maybe a middle percentage, have been entitled in their youth careers. And I mean have been coddled and entitled and told how good they are because, quite frankly, youth soccer clubs want them to repay at their club. People are afraid to challenge them sometimes. And some of those will be, in a week or two, knocking on the doors and coming home to their parents. Because all of a sudden they'll be at a higher level and things will get tough. 713-780-3776 is the number here. We're talking participation trophies. But really what I want to steer it towards is disappointment. Disappointment is a part of player development in youth soccer. Clearly, unequivocally, disappointment is a part of youth soccer. And if you as a coach are not seeking that out, if your teams are too successful, then you're not doing the job. It's seeking out better competition, different environments, because it's not just about you, the coach. 713-780-3776. So what do you think about James Harrison's thoughts on returning the trophies? and talking about earning them. I segue it a little different into disappointment. Losing. Lack of success. That's what gets the fire in the belly. That's what gets you to want to respond and turn it around. If you don't have that, you don't have a measuring stick. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Glenn Davis, ESPN 97.5 at Soccer Matters. We'll have on Tony Miola, the former U.S. goalkeeper, on this show. Eduardo Beltramini, a longtime Houston area soccer promoter, is bringing Argentina to Houston to take on Bolivia September 4th. We'll talk to Eduardo here tonight, and we will take your phone calls. Also, Craig Burley, former Scottish international, will be on the show as well tonight. Disappointment. It's got to be a part of player development. Disappointment's got to be a part of human development. This everybody gets a trophy. I'm not sure that works. Want your thoughts on it tonight. 713-780-3776. So we're leading with that. We're also leading with Manchester City pulling apart Chelsea 3-0 at the Etihad. That was over defending Premier League champions, Chelsea. City clearly the better team in that game. Scoreline might have flattered a bit with the third and final goal, with Ivanovic getting pressured in possession, which led to the Fernandinho blast. Sergio Aguero, is there a better guy in the world? Well, you probably put Messi and Suarez in this category. But outside of those two, is there anybody else in the world when confronted by three defenders or four defenders in an area of little time and space that can produce like Sergio Aguero? And by the way, he is on the roster for Argentina here September 4th. Yes, it's early in the Premier League. It's only the second week. But based on a less than stellar preseason, the lack of activity in the transfer market, and an ego that seems to be more out of control than ever with Jose Mourinho, trouble, I think, could potentially be brewing here with Chelsea. Then you had Eva Carneiro, the most talked about female in football after a sideline bust-up, the doctor going on the field at a critical moment in the match, John Fearn, the physio. These are not good signs right now. 713-780-3776. We're talking participation trophies, but we're talking about player development. And it really doesn't matter what sport, because player development has to include disappointment. It has to include it. Let's go to the phone lines and Matt. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to touch on that point about the participation trophies. Well, whenever I was in, I think it was fifth grade, I think it was 10 or 11 years old, I got a participation trophy for coming in second to last place in my Little League baseball team. And I didn't feel like I had really deserved that trophy. You know, I was little. You know, I wanted a trophy. I wanted to win. But at that point, I didn't really deserve a trophy. And I actually got selected to be in the select baseball team for that year. And we actually got second place that year. And that was when I actually felt like I deserved the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, look, what age was that, Matt, by the way?
I think I was 11 or 12 years old. I'm 25 years old now.
Yeah, at 11 or 12, you know, you begin to understand what winning and losing is. And you know what? Parents are supposed to help out in those situations. Coaches are supposed to explain winning and losing to people in competition, and that on certain days you may not just cut it. And these are all things that can be used as platforms for learning a whole bunch of tremendous habits. It's why sports is great for kids.
Right, and I kind of got that involvement from my dad. He was a really good high school football player, and he was all about teaching the game of sports, all kinds of sports, and he didn't tell me that I didn't basically deserve that trophy. I felt it in myself that I didn't, you know, second to last place. I mean, you guys were saying, you're supposed to be let down at some point, and you're supposed to learn from that experience, and you're supposed to want to become greater than that.
Yeah, you don't win everything in life. Matt, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's move it on to David. David, what's your thoughts here on the participation trophy and disappointment as a part of player development in youth sports?
I think disappointment as a player development is key. Now, I kind of bounced around in a lot of sports when I was younger, like most kids. I'm 29 years old, so, you know, that's around like my age generation kind of started the whole participation trophy. But I really didn't feel disappointment until I got into wrestling in high school and middle school, because that's what all about. It's about getting on a team, because you're trying to help the team with the most points, you know, win state and everything. But that's the most player development, I think, I as an individual got. Not develop as a player, but develop as a person, because if you go out there, it's all about you and about the other guy, and it's all about who's gonna stare down the other person. And, you know, if you lose, you shake it off and you go back, do better best you can the following week of practice and training. I think the participation trophies are kind of a letdown for the way to just way to keep everybody happy. It's kind of, in my opinion, it's kind of ruining child sports. I think it's the enthusiasm who come from the kids' parents, like, you know, good job, let's do it maybe next year. But they shouldn't get a trophy or a ribbon for it, in my opinion.
I'm right there with you, David. Thank you very much for the phone call. 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. We're talking about the participation trophies, which have segued me into disappointment in youth soccer player development. And look, if you're a coach in youth soccer, if your teams are dominant and are winning and have hit a bit of a wall, you are looking to put your teams in environments that can teach them. So I used to take youth teams and put them in men's leagues because I knew these were experienced men. I knew the difference between walking on the field and looking at men and kids your own age would bring out different teachable moments. This is how you accelerate player and human development. 713-780-3776. You can also call in about the Manchester City destroying Chelsea. Liverpool getting the second consecutive win, although I think there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors around that. We'll talk about that tonight. 713-780-3776. We can talk about the Dynamo at New England. Tonight, Tony Meola will be on the show, the former U.S. national team goalkeeper. We will also have Craig Burley of ESPN FC, also was a Scottish international, on this show tonight. Eduardo Beltramini, who is the promoter for the Argentina-Bolivia game. That roster's got Lionel Messi, Angel Di Maria, Sergio Aguero. Who else has it got? Di Michelis is on it. Who am I missing here? I mentioned Angel Di Maria. Well, we'll pull the roster up later on. I got to tell you, that is an amazing opportunity because you're going to see Argentina in a very, very intimate environment. That is the difference. The intimacy of that environment to see Argentina is a once-in-a-lifetime. I already bought a pair of tickets because I want to have my own. Even though I know I'm going to get in there with a credential, I want tickets because this is a big moment. Victor, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely. You know, we don't necessarily do it as adults. I mean, look at Miss Carly Lloyd. You know, she won, you know, the Golden Boot, or that, I mean, I watched it with my daughters. You know, we are supporting mediocrity. You know, when you got to teach your girls, and my little girls, you know, yeah, if you lose, or, you know, it's part of the process. You can't always win. And it's just, you know, we don't do it in professional sports. You know, you have MVPs, you have most improved players, you know, you give awards, but how do you reward the kid who is a standout? You can't sit there and say, oh, hey, you're a great player, but, you know, you have to, because that's part of the development of that younger player. You know, you have to give him an attaboy or attagirl, you know, and then the younger guys, the ones that...
And nobody's disputing that at all. You got to have a blend of both, though, okay? You have to, especially when kids are little kids, because they're still trying to understand the sport and see if they even like it. So they have to go away from it with some sense of, wow, this is fun and enjoyable, and I want to come back. Because if they don't come back, you haven't done your job either. And that means you might have went over the top with the competitive side of things. But this thing of where everybody's going to get a trophy is a joke. And what I would hope is, because you brought up Carly Lloyd, Victor. Carly Lloyd has an unbelievable story of how she got to where she's gotten. So I hope people don't just see her hoisting a trophy and producing these magical moments on a world stage and think that that just organically happens to you, because the sweat equity that woman put into getting to where she is really the true story. And if anybody really wants to teach a lesson to their kids, then you go back and find the backstory on Carly Lloyd, like many, many athletes.
Yes, sir. And, you know, I watched the World Cup final with my daughters, and, you know, I like the fact that they could see women playing at the highest level that they possibly can and dominate and be, you know, just amazing. And they really didn't never realize that, you know, they really didn't grasp that concept. I mean, they're 9 and 8 and they play soccer. And right now it's just a little scrum running around, you know, and the ball comes out every here and there, and they're still learning, of course, but it's, I like that. But like I say, I don't think everybody should just get a trophy just because you played it. You know, I think it's one of those deals where you want to support and, you know, encourage the good kids. But then, too, you know, that also is a player development for the other kids to say, hey, you know, we need to work on this. You need to, you know, kick this way or so on and so forth. So I think we're just kind of promoting, you know, not necessarily the right thing by doing a participation.
Victor, great points. Thank you very much. And we'll keep it moving on here because a lot of people calling in. So thank you, Victor, with that. Look, fact is, sometimes there's just people better than you, okay? There's better radio commentators than me. There's better TV commentators than me. That's also the thing that drives me, is to try and improve. That's just a fact of life. 713-780-3776. Let's go to, let's try Trey. Trey, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you, Trey?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, about the participation trophy thing, like, I'm just speaking from personal experience, but even when I was in school, like running track and playing football or whatever, especially in track, you know, sometimes you go to these track meets and they have these seventh place, sixth place ribbons or medals that they give out. For me, like, whenever I got one of those, it just made me, like, want to tell them, like, they should, like, keep the money to spend on something else, because I'm just wanting to drive to get the first or second place. You know what I mean? And they're just put you at a standard where, like, how much better you need to get in that drive. And when they give these kids out these participation medals, I just feel like they're babying them. And they should let them know that not everybody in the world is going to win. That's why you have to work harder to get what you want.
Couldn't have said it better, Trey. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's keep it moving on. Zach, what do you got tonight?
Hey, what's up, man? Big fan of the show. Just wanted to a couple brief comments. I completely agree with James Harrison. I just think everybody's a little too soft and sensitive these days. I praise my father for raising me to be competitive, because I truly think it's helped me not only in sports and life, but, you know, whether it be work or other things. So I completely agree with everything James Harrison said, and I'll end it with a quote from the famous Ricky Bobby: "If you ain't first, you're last."
That was pretty good. 713-780-3776. I'm looking for Premier League fans as well tonight. 713-780-3776, participation trophies. But I've kind of moved it into the youth soccer realm, that disappointment, understanding that there's potentially always going to be people better than you at your craft. These are all facts of life. These are all tools. If you don't get exposed to by the time you're 18, you're in real trouble. Unless you're a trust fund baby. 713-780-3776. How about Andy? Andy, what's on your mind, Andy?
What's going on? I just wanted to call and touch on the sports, on the participation.
Yes.
I'm actually a youth soccer coach. I coach a U7 girls team. And the league that we coach in doesn't even keep, they don't even keep standings. They don't keep first, second, third.
So is that a pro? Is that a pro or a con?
At the end of the year,
is that a pro or a con? Not keeping standings.
That's a con. Even at U7, they should be learning win and lose.
Yeah, a little bit. But most importantly, at age 7, everything is age specific. At age 7, they need to develop a technical base and a wonderment with a ball. That's really the most important thing. I think you introduce heavier and more serious competition down the road. But we do have a big problem in the United States with soccer, in that sometimes we are driving results with 7 or 8 year olds from people who don't know the game. And then what happens is they get 12 or 13, they got no fundamental base. It's no different than baseball. They can't catch, they can't throw. In this case, they don't have a comfort with the ball. And guess what? If you don't have that by the time you're in and around 13 years of age, you're going to have a hard time making that up, because soccer is a game you have to have a skill set to go on. You can't just be a good athlete. So
right.
I'm not worried about at seven.
Where instead of playing in the middle, I know a caller said it earlier, that they have a big problem with turning into a rat's nest and just kicking the ball around.
Yep.
And I've started making my team already. They're scrimmaging, and they're not allowed to touch the middle of the field. They have to pass from one side to the other, and I want three passes before a goal.
So, Andy, here's what I'm going to say to you, very simple, before I let you go. And thank you very much for the phone call, and keep doing good work with youth out there. What I'm going to say to you is, when you look at your kids and your training, your little 7-year-old girls, you get them to touch the ball as many times as they possibly can during your practice session. Andy, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's move it on to Anthony. Anthony, what's on your mind?
I'm talking about the kids, the reward, you know, for fourth and fifth and sixth place.
Yep.
That creates in their mind that no matter how bad they are, you know, that's really wrong. I'm from Costa Rica. I used to play soccer, and what they used to do in the tournaments, they get the most expensive trophy for the first place, and that is a huge incentive for each team to play for. You play for the trophy or nothing, you know. That's the most important.
Yeah,
so you play to win the trophy, you know.
And
that's the most incentive for you to play.
Yes, and Anthony, and guess what? And if you don't win the trophy, your coach and everybody, you get together and you have a lot of very teachable moments to move forward and mentor and coach and teach. That's the way it goes. I thank you for that phone call, Anthony, and I appreciate one of the Ticos calling in here. Hey, a quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. Let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants in Houston. Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. You'll find award-winning chefs at these restaurants serving up the best in seafood and meats. The raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, plus the smoked salmon at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights to die for. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. They're serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me for an amazing dining experience. LibertyKitchen.com, LibertyKitchenOysterette.com. Get there. Again, it's LibertyKitchen.com. Bud Light soccer fans, a moment for Bud Light, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, the Mexican national team. Bud Light reminds you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get your season tickets for Dynamo and Dash. You get over to BBVA Compass Stadium as well. Bud Light wants you to do that to see Argentina and Bolivia. Bud Light reminds you to get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Catch the Dynamo, Dash, or international soccer. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. We'll take a 7-Up break. We'll take more phone calls at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
He's such a good striker of the ball that, you know, when he's locked in and he's focused, he does brilliant things. So hopefully that's the case. He's been strong in preseason. He looks sharp, so hopefully that'll continue.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Tim Howard there. August is here. That means the Texas summer is in full swing. You've probably tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house, only to arrive in the evening and have to sit in a hot home. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with our featured program of the month, Nights Free. Sign up for Nights Free, and you won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low after 9 p.m., and you'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. For details and to sign up, go to www.AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters and look up Nights Free, a cool way to enjoy Texas summer nights. And we thank Amigo Energy for their great support of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Over 10 years of experience, Amigo Energy serving Houston electricity customers. Amigo Energy has supported Houston soccer since 2007. You remember they were the first jersey sponsor of the Houston Dynamo. I still got one of the Amigo Energy jerseys. So our thanks to Amigo Energy. 713-780-3776. We're talking participation trophies, the healthy nature of disappointment in youth sports, specifically youth soccer, but that could be any sport, and really disappointment in human development. 713-780-3776. Manchester City, impressive. Power, skill, it all blended into a dominating performance over Chelsea. I want to hear from Chelsea fans, Manchester City fans, Manchester United fans today, as United picking up a 3-1 win over Bruges of Belgium in the Champions League. Now, many may be focused on Chelsea and Mourinho, but this was about Manchester City. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is a number. Mourinho admitted he got it wrong tactically. Ashmir Begovic made huge saves in the beginning of this game. John Terry subbed out after 177 games under Mourinho. He concluded he needed the pace of Kurt Zouma. No doubt about it. I mean, I think this one's been on the wall if you are a Chelsea fan. Those of you who drink the blue Kool-Aid will say that this is purely Mourinho and him trying to, make a statement. I don't think there's any question he's making a statement, but there's a number of you who will always, whenever Mourinho does something, it's, he's brilliantly deflecting the attention away from the team. There's no deflecting right now. Chelsea's got struggles. I don't think there's any question. They didn't do enough in the transfer market. They're trying to get Stones from Everton. So we'll see. And if you did not see the writing on the wall with John Terry, the captain, then you're not paying attention. Yes, he was excellent last year. He was protected. Athletically, he's now in a struggle. And he's exposed. I don't think there's any question. The big piece with Terry is that he's a locker room galvanizer. But he's at the end. And there's never an easy way out with a star player of his level. Just look at how Steven Gerrard left Liverpool. It wasn't easy. It was in a bad way. And it never ends easily unless there are concessions generally from the player or that player is sold ahead of time when his value is still high. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, what do you got tonight?
Glenn, thank you for taking my call, sir. Great show as usual. Wanted to make a couple of quick points and everything. I wanted to touch on the participation trophy concept in youth soccer. I am a relatively new soccer fan. I really just got into Premier League about 3 years ago, kind of almost threw a dart at a dartboard to pick a team. I ended up on Manchester City. And I think that in all youth sports, if you're telling kids, look, you're playing right now to learn. You're playing for fun. This is just for enjoyment. This is not a real competition. Like, if you preface the context of how these kids are in these given leagues or camps or what have you, then if you want to give participation certificates at the end for everybody who made it through the season, fantastic. But for me, it's the concept of a trophy. Typically, kids see trophies being hoisted by the champion. So it gives them a particular context as to what a trophy means. So when you give a trophy, it means something. If you give a kid a certificate or a ribbon, it means something different. So I think that, people need to keep that into that context when they're doing that and say to kids, hey, everybody gets a certificate and everything because we want you out here having fun, doing a great job and trying to get as good as you can at the game of soccer or baseball or football or whatever the given sport is, And then once they get older, you can move it.
You introduce the real seriousness of competition as kids get older, Matthew.
But I really was calling in because, like I told you, I'm only about 3 years into this this Premier League thing, and I am amped up about the way that Man City is looking thus far. Like, getting production out of companies that we didn't get in different points last season is just very promising to me. And it gives me that additional excitement as a guy who's not really big on soccer. I don't know all the rules all the time, and I always put it into the context of I'm kind of like a girl learning football at this point, you know, American football at this point. I don't get it all, but it's like I'm excited at what I see thus far because I know that this is a bit of a contrast as to what the team did last.
Well, that's what it's all about, and I don't think you make a good point. Vincent Kompany looks more engaged now. So does Yaya Toure. If those two guys are more in form as they were not last year, this team's a huge threat. Sergio Aguero, to me, is still just an amazing striker, a guy that can be besieged by three or four defenders in a penalty area, seemingly has no space to operate in, and can still create chances and goals on his own. It's unbelievable. I'd only put Messi and Suarez probably in that category with him. It's pretty unbelievable. Matthew, thank you for the phone call tonight.
Thanks, Blair.
I appreciate it. And he's having fun. Anybody who's a Manchester City fan is certainly happy. 713-780-3776. And, you know, there were a lot of other amazing stories in the Premier League this past weekend. We can also talk Houston Dynamo going down at New England. Your thoughts on that one? Twice weather-delayed up in New England. Let's go to Dave. Dave wants to continue on the theme of participation trophies.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I was just calling. I figured I'd be the lone voice maybe in all this.
Fire away.
I played soccer for, I don't know, maybe about 15 or 16 years, played through college, and I feel like I could be on either side of this argument. Depending on the context, really. When I was young, I got a lot of participation, not trophies, but kind of ribbons. And I don't know. I never really felt demotivated when I got them. So maybe it depends upon the personality of the kid. But I always found it encouraging to continue to keep going through the rest of my life playing soccer.
Yeah, I don't think if you've accepted a participation trophy or ribbon, nobody's condemned to that means they're not going to be competitive. I just think sometimes there's this overwhelming desire to really be protective of young people in sports, in athletics, in and around disappointment, which you have to have. 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds, I'm not worried about them. They're supposed to just go out there and have fun and begin to learn the skills of the game. But when you get a little bit older and competition becomes a real big piece of it and it gets introduced by adults, there has to be a very clear line drawn in the sand that, look, one team wins. You could be the rest of your life climbing that ladder trying to get to the top, and you're not going to be protected by mommy or daddy. And disappointment with also the right doses of success rounds out you soccer players. And I think it's a part of human development as well. Disappointment is wonderful for coaches and the adult element because then you can address your youth as to, okay, here's why we were disappointed. Maybe we weren't good enough in midfield and couldn't hold the ball there tonight against the team, just to simplify it.
Yeah.
And then you build off that platform going into the next game as a theme in your practice. And guess what? You hope you get there. These are teachable moments. But I don't think for a second if anybody's gotten something because they participated, we're going to condemn them as never being able to be competitive. But I think sometimes we go over the top with it.
No, and I think you're right. And I think you make some great points and others have as well about kind of the age difference. When you're real young, 6, 7, 8, that does make a lot of sense of why it is kind of more about having fun and learning some basic skills and being able to encourage people. And as you grow up, and I can see that in myself. When I was a teenager, I really did appreciate being able to try to get that first place, that second place, that third place. So I think I agree pretty much overall with what you're saying.
Dave, thank you very much for coming in and weighing in tonight. We appreciate it. 713-780-3776 is the number. Jose Mourinho called the 3-0 Manchester City win a fake result. I don't think there was anything fake about that. It's hard to believe he would say that. And then he also went on to say he thought that they were the much better team in the second half. I'm not sure I'm buying that either. I think they were improved. But I will also tell you there was a point that game could have gotten tied if it wasn't for a big save from Joe Hart. On Hazard, just to show you that you can dominate all facets of the game, but if you don't produce enough goals at the right times, one goal changes things. But this was City dominant, and they should have scored 4 goals in the first probably 20, 25 minutes. Liverpool got past Bournemouth. That was a controversial goal, Christian Benteke. But what about Leicester? Claudio Ranieri, everybody was writing him off. Leicester City wins again. Arsenal 2-1 over Crystal Palace. Everton 3-0 over Southampton, who have had some of their best players nicked away. Norwich 3-1 over Sunderland. How about those Canaries? Swansea, they win. Some interesting things going on. 713-780-3776 when we come back. Daspit Law Firm working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injury accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents, and wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. It's the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, D-A-S-P-I-T, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Soccer Matters, thanks to the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a 7-up break. We got the Bayern Munich Goal of the Week coming up next.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back. We roll on. 713-780-3776. Getting a lot of good participation tonight from you, the listener, and you, the caller. Keep it up. 713-780-3776. Hey, the Gorgeous Gale over in West University. It's a great spot. Irish pub. It's in West U. You get a taste of that Irish hospitality, and you celebrate over there with domestic and craft beers. A strong whiskey offering, exquisite cocktails, and exceptional food. It's thegorgeousgalebar.com. Go over there, say hi to my friend Peter. It's 5555 Morningside in West University. The Gorgeous Gale is the place to watch soccer matches. Be there, thegorgeousgale.com. And also, the Bayern Munich Goal of the Week. Now, Bayern Munich is in Midtown, another great soccer-watching spot. Love both of these spots, the Gorgeous Gale, Bayern Munich. Get down there, say hello to Raymond, take in all the games. They both got all the Dynamo games now. And this week, our Bayern Munich Goal of the Week is going to go to Memphis Depay of Manchester United for his wonderful goal today. Flicks it over a defender, gets it on the floor in a penalty area, pushes it to his right, and scores a very critical tying goal against Bruges. Manchester United would go on and defeat Bruges in the Champions League. So, our Bayern Munich Goal of the Week, courtesy of Memphis Depay. Well, just call him Memphis. That's what he wants. Welcome back to the show, 713-780-3776. Dynamo going to make the playoffs? That's what I want to know from you. For me, if they make the playoffs, it's an overachievement. I know what you're saying. Oh, Glenn, how could you say that? Well, the reason I say that is new manager, new staff, new GM, a lot of work to do. Deserves patience. No different than in San Jose, Dominic Kinnear deserves time to get it right out there. Any coach does. We don't have enough patience anymore. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Glenn. How are you tonight?
Very good, sir.
Good. I missed the first few minutes of your show, so I don't know if you beat this to death, but I do want to talk about the Dynamo briefly, their game against New England the other night. But before I do, I want to, make the how pleased I am that the Dynamo were able to get Christian Lucatero on board. And, you know, with him and Memo Rodriguez, maybe this is the start of us beginning to have our academy actually produce some people that are going to contribute.
Well, let's hope so. And what the Dynamo do with these players next is vitally important. I'm wondering if Lucatero and these guys with Owen Coyle's connections could have an opportunity to go overseas and train. Because, look, they're going to be training with the Dynamo, but they got to get games somewhere. That's the other piece to it. So, we'll find out. We do hope it's the beginning because I think the Dynamo could be known throughout the league with the talent here in Houston as a club that develops its own. And that could one day become its identity.
I hope so. I mean, you know, to me, that's the plan, and I think that's the dream of MLS with these academies.
Yeah, look, if you're not going to be the team that's going out buying star players, and by the way, even LA, who buys star players and has all this resources, they also have been leading the way with player development. They were one of the first, if not the first, to get a USL Pro team and treat it as a reserve team right next to where they train and right next to the stadium. So that's another discussion. Let me give you the platform back and the Dynamo.
I guess my question, the first comment I want to make was, until this weekend, I thought the Dynamo had a reasonable chance to make the playoffs. After this weekend, I don't think I do. You know, and I don't know that I see that the next couple of games on the road are going to go well, and there's a good chance that they could be, you know, a substantial number of points out with, you know, with 7 or 8 games left to go, even if a number of them are at home, and it's going to be a real struggle. And I understand that we need to have patience. I get that there's a new, very exciting, group of people in management and with Owen Coyle that are trying to do things differently. I guess what really bothers me the most, though, was the second half of that game against New England. It was almost like the Dynamo surrendered. And I heard Eddie's comment at the end of the game that maybe it was because it was on the road, maybe it was all the delays and this, that, and everything else. But it just, like, they didn't even come out to play. And I hate to harken back to the past, but I can't fathom the 2006 or 2007 teams actually, you know, believing anything like this was remotely acceptable.
Well, those two teams had incredible character and backbone. I don't think there's any question. Those were well-oiled machines. We knew when Houston inherited San Jose that you had a team that could compete for an MLS Cup right away. And it's dangerous to compare to those two teams. Different time, different place, 10-team or 11-team league, 20-team league now. You're in the Western Conference. You have to be careful. You have to honor those great teams because they were great teams and they were so much fun to watch. But you also have to move forward now. And the Dynamo are trying to play a little bit of catch-up, I think, at this point based on a number of things. Right now they're sitting on 31 points. They're 4 points behind Seattle. But Seattle, think about this, has just signed Valdez. They've just signed that big center back from Panama, and they got Obafemi Martins back healthy. So to keep pace, the Dynamo got to get something out of this Portland game. Because Portland's another one in front of them. So I am about patience right now. There's been so much going on here. This manager, the staff, all the new people in here deserve an opportunity to get after it. And like I said before, I think it's an overachievement if they make the playoffs. I've said that from day one. Since the managerial change, staff change, structure change, they're doing a lot of things to try and keep themselves competitive here in the future, and I think they've acquired a lot of nice, young, diverse talent. So we're gonna have to see it out. But they've got to get points out of these next two games, and they're both on the road.
Well, I look at the teams behind us, San Jose and Colorado, and I look at their rosters, and I see why they are where they are. I look at the Dynamo roster, and I don't understand why we are the way we are. Is it just a function of trying to bring the team together, or what?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, listen, and you can't make excuses because everybody's got the travel problems and the call-up problems and injury problems. But when you're trying to turn a team around, you know, you do hopefully have a spine of players that are around. I think Giles Barnes has not been the same since he went off with Jamaica. Look, we were talking about Giles Barnes as a potential MVP candidate. The way he was electrifying us at the beginning of the year, game-winning goals, game-winning plays, fulcrum of the team, and I think the Copa America and the Gold Cup have taken a lot out of this man. Brad Davis, we had a couple of runs there. Man, 2 or 3 games ago, Brad Davis just stepping up big time. Look at those big players have to step up. Those big players have to make plays. Those big players have to lead. Because this is the money time of the league now. And they got to lead consistently. And it's a bit of a problem with injuries. You know, Beasley goes out with a calf against New England. And you're right. New England pushed the Dynamo around. And in some ways they said, hey, we want the 3 points more than you do. And I think a lot of games on artificial surface are about just that attitude. Because I don't think a lot of times the soccer's great. I think it's about attitude and who wants it more. And New England clearly wanted it. After that second break, The first 45 minutes, the Dynamo competed wonderfully with them, had good possession of the ball, never were able to claim that in the second part, and, you know, until the end, were rarely able to get into the New England final third of the field. I think they had one shot on goal. So they got to turn it around. Hopefully Boniek Garcia is coming back. Maybe the lightning rod to turn it around is Eric Kubo-Torres. But something has to happen.
Well, I think if there's one thing that became evidently clear the other games, that I'm not sure how much we appreciate Ricardo Clark.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Well, that goes back to the injury issue. Yep.
Yeah, people pay lip service to it, but, geez, he is so critical.
I don't know who's taking lip service to that guy. That's a veteran, and that's the kind of guy that would have been, you know, that's a guy you could have wrapped your arms around to pull you out of that, maybe that second 45 after that long weather delay. Absolutely. Good point.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're not going to have him for the next couple road games. So I'll keep my fingers crossed, but, you know, it isn't looking good.
Well, you may look at it like that, and then I'm going to give you the glass half full. I think there's been a lot of strides in a lot of areas, and it's exciting. I think there's a lot of youthful players. I think there's a good diversity that's going on right now of youth coming in and players from different countries that reflect our city. And again, I think it takes time. It's going to get there. But there is excitement. There's been some really fun games to watch this year. It's changing. It's subtle. It's not always as fast as fans would like it. Thank you for your phone call tonight, Jeff.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate that. Boniek Garcia, by the way, I think is on his way back as well. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, August is here. Means Texas summer is in full swing. You've probably tried the energy-saving tip about raising the temperature on your thermostat when you leave the house. Then you come home, and it's hot, and it's sticky, and it's not fun. Well, Amigo Energy has a solution for that with our feature program of the month. It's Nights Free. Sign up for Nights Free. You won't be charged for energy between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's right. Turn your AC way down low after 9 p.m., and you'll enjoy a nice, cool summer night. For details, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and sign up. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and sign up. And look up Nights Free, a cool way to enjoy Texas summer nights. Our thanks to all our great sponsors here. Whether it's Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, Liberty Kitchen, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale, and, of course, Amigo Energy. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5.